You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Connor Skelding in Politico New York deconstructs Governor Andrew Cuomo's blacklist of companies the state is now boycotting because they, quote, participate in boycott, divestment, or sanctions actively targeting Israel, end quote. Cuomo made much of the original announcement of the boycott of the boycotters, but his 13-company blacklist was barely revealed late on Friday, December 2nd, without a press advisory. Looking closer, two of the companies on the list are subsidiaries of two others, so it is only 11 companies. Several of those groups say they do not, in fact, boycott Israel. Quote, Royal Haskoning DHV does not boycott Israel and has been working on projects in the country for water, the environment, and infrastructure for many years, end quote, wrote company spokesperson Suzette Schroeder. The chair of the Center for Constitutional Rights said Cuomo's, quote, moral compass points in the direction of Joseph McCarthy rather than Rosa Parks, end quote. According to Cuomo's order, the list is to be updated every 6 months. Read the full story at Politico New York. Claire Hughes reports in Capital Confidential that New York made a few more slight changes to its medical marijuana program December 8th as five manufacturers finished their first year of selling the newly legal medicine. Now medical marijuana manufacturers can sell wholesale to competitors, a policy aimed to level out varying crop yields, the state health department said. Quote, chronic pain, end quote, was recently added as a new ailment eligible for prescription. And that was defined as severe debilitating pain that has lasted or is expected to last at least 3 months and has been deemed by a medical professional to degrade a patient's health or reduce their ability to function and has not been successfully treated with other remedies. There will be a 45-day comment period once the new rule is published, which is expected December 21st. The department, the story says, is considering doubling the number of medical marijuana companies in the state from 5 to 10. As of November 29th, 10,730 patients have been certified by 750 registered physicians to use medical marijuana in the state. Read the full story in Capital Confidential. Jesse McKinley reports in the New York Times that Governor Andrew Cuomo was interviewed several months ago by federal prosecutors about the corruption case involving his former aides, he said December 8th. Cuomo said the interview involved the bribery and bid rigging charges in state projects worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Cuomo has not been accused of wrongdoing and said the meeting was, quote, in preparation for Joe Percoco's case, in preparation for the case that they were indicting against the nine defendants, end quote. Read the full story in the New York Times. The temperature this weekend is not expected to get above freezing until Monday, December 12th. And occasional showers of lake-effect snow are expected throughout the weekend in the Catskills, with a major snowstorm possible early Monday morning. The three local ski resorts will be making more snow all weekend as well. Hunter Mountain currently has 9 trails and 4 lifts open over 8 inches to 30 inches of snow. Windham Mountain currently has 8 trails with 2 lifts open. Catamount Ski in Columbia County is making snow on 11 trails from both the New York and Massachusetts summits for opening Saturday, December 17th. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.